thank you for me. I want to thank you for us and our community, because that's what we're doing right now, is fighting for our community.
It's late last month, and Charisse Davids is opening a second campaign headquarters, this one in Overland Park. And the 250 people packed into the old strip mall storefront are giddy. A month out from the election, Davids appears to be ahead in the polls and is definitely beating Kevin Yoder in fundraising. The knock on her campaign? She's not out much, and not particularly accessible to reporters. Even Democrats in the district say Davids may be leery of the press. She's not a natural campaigner. And she may be getting bad advice about how to run for Congress in Kansas.
Her campaign probably believes that they are on a steady path to victory, barring some sort of major disruption.
That's Washburn University political scientist Bob Beatty, who says limiting Davids' public and media appearances is a clear campaign strategy for two reasons. First, he says, good poll numbers can drive almost any candidate underground, relying on TV ads and other paid media.
The other really is the penchant for the candidate maybe to have some gaffes or some flubs in the past.
A Davids gaffe did dominate the early part of the general election campaign. She suggested on a podcast that ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, should be scrapped. Yoder made hay out of that for weeks.
Charisse Davids caught in a lie about abolishing ICE. Why is she trying to deceive us?
Davids aired her own ad denying she wants to abolish ICE and walked back the comment in a TV interview. Now, Yoder is criticizing Davids for ducking debates. He calls her a ghost candidate.
She's not here. She's not present. She's not asking people for their votes.
Davids' campaign disagrees and sent a whole list of things she has attended, including coffee with cops in Overland Park, a speech at KCK Community College, and a meeting with LGBT youth in Olathe. David's campaign also says she's talked to reporters from The Star, AP, and the National Journal, although it did take 3 weeks to schedule an interview with KCUR. As for debating, David says she's agreed to one on TV, scheduled at the end of the month.
We have to do it in a way that the most voters can see and hear from us, and that's why, you know, the Kansas City Star debate is televised, and it's going to be able to reach a lot of voters.
Yoder has not agreed to appear, and the Star has said without both candidates, there will be no debate. Also, remember that Yoder refused to participate in candidate forums over the summer and did no joint appearances 2 years ago when he ran for re-election. Bob Beatty from Washburn says David's lay-low strategy could backfire.
It's a dangerous calculus for a challenger, though, because they don't have that track record of winning. They don't have a track record of reading their own polls. And if the polls are wrong, boy, are they going to regret it.
Right this moment, though, the Davids campaign plan seems to be working. In addition to raising lots of money, the three major political ratings organizations have the race leaning Democratic. That includes Inside Elections, run by Nathan Gonzalez, who says Yoder's time is running short.
It becomes increasingly difficult as an incumbent to improve your numbers significantly in the final weeks of the race because voters are already familiar with you. They've made an opinion of you.
So now Yoder says he's the underdog, and he says Davids is running like the election is in the bag, an assertion the Davids camp calls grandstanding. But time is running short to change voters' minds. Advance mail voting begins in a week, and in-person advance voting starts on the 22nd. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Sam Zeff in Kansas City.